Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm here with William Borkin from the University of Arizona. Let's talk about your work. I know that you did a Thesis Thursdays in the past, but we're super excited to hear progress.
My current research focuses on the sorption and retention mechanisms for uranium in fractured sandstone. So we have samples of this bedrock that's from about 50 feet below the surface in a Superfund site in Central California. We're conducting geochemical and hydrological studies to measure the amount of mobile uranium and help determine if natural attenuation is possible at the site. Natural attenuation is essentially just observing and monitoring how a contaminant will stop moving. A rock is essentially a very old soil or a very old sediment that's just been compacted down. So you'll notice that there's still those sorption sites that are still present in soil, things like silica, like sand. You have organic material sometimes. You have carbonates. You have different metal oxides like iron oxide and manganese oxide. And all of these different sorption sites can hold uranium. So we're sequentially trying to remove the uranium from those individual sites to measure where it actually is and how likely it is to mobilize in this aquifer system.
So as an environmental scientist, you're blending, like, what kind of disciplines? You talked about geology. What are other disciplines you're blending in your degree?
It's really awesome to be able to combine the hard science, things like the geochemistry studies that we're doing right now with the hydrology studies that we'll be doing later to determine how much flow, not just about the uranium, but just studying like how water moves through this aquifer. And then take those scientific principles and apply them to more community-based research disciplines like public health and environmental science as a whole that really aims to bring this information to the communities that could be most impacted by the data and by this information. So I really love that it's interdisciplinary in that sense.
What are you going to do after you complete your master's?
I would like to apply this knowledge to communities. I don't know that I need a PhD to do that. Of course, that could change. Certainly a master's degree does not make me a master of this science. There's still a lot to learn. So I recently finished a summer internship on the Navajo Nation. I was working with the Navajo Nation EPA Superfund program, and I really enjoyed working with them over the summer, and I would love to go back as an employee. So as soon as I can finish this degree, I'm going to try to pursue that.
What kind of jams you listen to? What kind of music?
No, I definitely love KXEI. And currently I'm sort of on a bit of a jazz and old school rap kick. So I've been listening to a lot of A Tribe Called Quest and People Under the Stairs. And I also really love Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion. Those are some of my workout jams.
That's awesome. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thanks,
so much,
Monica.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXEI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.